Hello, folks, and welcome to Roots and Branches and Beyond. My name's Ivan Emke, with you for the next 60 minutes of music, this time from the Netherlands, Holland. This is a show called Classic Nederfolk, which is what it was called at the time. I'll tell you a bit more about the time period and more about what we'll listen to this evening. But we'll get back to Saido Martens, something called De Hege Berge. And that is Saido Martens and something called De Hege Berge. And I'm doing music today from the Netherlands. The golden time of folk music or folk rock music was somewhere around the late 1960s to the 1980s or so, similar to developments in some other nations when folk music was really sort of taking off. And also people were adding electricity to it and sort of recovering old tunes and so on. So I'm going to play a bunch of bands and performers from that time, and I'll end off with a few tracks a little bit more recent, which just shows the diversity of music within that one country, within Holland, within the Netherlands. We started off with Saido Martens. He's a Dutch singer and a guitarist, mandolin player. He was part of the rock group Fungus, which I'll play later in a little bit. But he was also a member of other groups like Hello and Farmers Union, and he's from the Friesland area, which is the north part of the country. He refused to move, so it made it very difficult for band practices because I think Fungus was down in the south part of the country. And while the trains are excellent, excellent in the Netherlands, it still means a fair bit of time. But he made seven solo albums over the years, was active as a guest musician, played on 20 or so albums. But he got disillusioned with music around 1982 and he went into publishing and writing. And he did running magazines. He was editing running magazines. If you see a picture of him now on the web, he's still like very, very fit. And he wrote some fiction as well. But he's done some more recording since the 1990s and so on. This was a guitar instrumental written for his wife, Trienke. This is Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan Emke with you playing music. And however you got here, I'm glad you're with us. And hopefully, in the process, you'll learn just a little bit more about the Netherlands. Next up, we have a band called King's Galliard. And they were around for the whole heyday of Nederfolk and beyond. They met at the Royal Conservatory in The Hague in the Netherlands. They were all classically trained. They started somewhere in the early 1970s. They toured Denmark and Switzerland and Ireland, where they won a number of prizes at folk festivals and actually make their first recording after one of those prizes. And they released four albums, one in Ireland there, another couple in the Netherlands, and one in Sweden as well. They generally focused on Irish music, but they were quite prolific. They did an album of South American music under a different band name entirely. But this is something that they did early on, and this is a set of Dutch tunes, De Berenplof and De Schotse Trihe. This is the King's Galliard. Thank you. with a band called Kings Galliard from the Netherlands. And I'd mentioned that they'd done a lot of Irish music, but that was from an album that they did called De Boeren Bluff. And that was the first album that they did that was all Dutch music and tunes. So that was a couple of tunes from that album. You were listening to music from the Netherlands, and this is classic music from the 70s through the, well, mostly 70s and 80s when the folk music scare was taking place there. Next up, we have a band called Dommelvolk, D-O-M-M-E-L-V-O-L-K, and they're from Brabant. Brabant is in the central south of the Netherlands. They started around 1972, and then they stopped in the late mid-80s, and then they started again. They're sort of active occasionally in the period, the early couple decades of, or decade and a half, of the 2000s. They played a lot of medieval gigs. And the first album is one that they did with a folk group called Cracker Hash. I love these names, you know, it's amazing. But they developed this very burly kind of regional folk music, Dommelvolk did. And they played guitar and violin and accordion and contrabass. And they had four albums, I think, that they did all together. I'm not sure if they've done some more recently, but they did some theater work as well. And they're known for their sense of humor and for their predilection for simple farmer music, they said. Now, what they argued is that the lower classes during the medieval periods didn't have very many instruments, couldn't afford instruments. So their arrangements were usually quite simple and quite straightforward and made for people to learn and then sing back when they were in the fields and working. So to this day, it's said that many people think that Brabant folk music, the early folk music from that area, must have sounded a lot like the way Dommelvolk played it, which is a really great thing for a band to have done. It was a great representation of what may have been reality, because that's really what they tried to do, is go back to fairly simple arrangements with a minimum of instruments. So we'll listen to a track from Dommelvolk. This is Van de Kop, Van Hoot. This is all music, classic music from the Netherlands.
Mensen komt hier en slaat er eens op, verkopen een klap op die keiharde kop.
Mensen komt hier en slaat er eens op, verkopen een klap op die keiharde kop.
Heb ik je spieren, heb ik je fout,
weet dan hoe kracht op de kop van je.
Hij stopt voor uw klant, drie dagen een stuk, je bonker is op. En beproefd hoe geluid.
Hij staat voor u klaar, die dag aan een stukje. Ja, bonker is op en beproefd hoe geluid.
Heb ik een spieren, heb ik een vuur.
Meet al uw kracht op de kop van je.
Slaag dat er deert, een dag en een vrouw dat die alles verteert.
Er een trouw die maar slecht gecordeert, een dag en een vrouw dat die alles verteert.
Spieren die hebben maar nou nog de fuck.
Spuien hier ook kracht op de kop van je.
De kind die de baas is en als dan is krak is de man, elk huis is een kras.
Verder de kind die de baas is en als dan is krak is de man, elk huis is een kras.
Spieren die hebben en nou nog de fout,
speel hier de baas op de kop van je.
Belasting te hoog opgevat en stadde bij de lim van te vuil op de land.
Verre belasting te hoog opgevat en stadde bij de lim van te vuil op de land.
Mankeren de centen maar het de wel vuil.
Slaai aan de slag op de kop van je.
Kom hoe hinnen, wat grauwkes en grijs, maar ben
de van binnen nog monter en wijs.
Is gelijk om hoe hinnen, maar glaukes en grijs, maar bende van binnen nog monter en wijs.
Dan kom ik er wel, want ge het nog fout,
maar rust voor twee stuivels, drie klappen op de kop van je.
That's a band called Dommelvolk, something called Van de Kop, Van Hoot. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, and possibly you're listening on Voice of Bombay, CHBB 95.9 FM in Norse Point, 98.1 FM in Rocky Harbour. Glad you could join us however you got here. Next up we have another band. I hope you're enjoying this kind of jauntiness, but it also sounds very familiar for those who have been around, obviously European, but certain Celtic music or British music. And the next band is called Folkhorn, and they're F-O-L-K-C-O-R-N, Folkhorn. Their repertoire was early Dutch and Flemish music from about, 1400 to 1900, in around there. And they have one of the best catalogs of such music that they recorded back in the day. Now, one of the things that I sort of alluded to, and you've probably noticed, is that national frontiers have changed over the years, and linguistic borders are different now than they were in the years past. And so there are a lot of similarities in music and in lyrics between early Dutch folk music and the early music of Holland's present-day neighbors, Belgium and Germany. And there was a lot of crossover as well. There were people constantly going back and forth. There were sailors, there were soldiers, there were merchants and the like. And the Netherlands was a very active merchant country, and they were sending people all over the world, basically, the Dutch East India Company and so on and so forth. So there were also traveling musicians. People from Italy, for example, would come up into what's now the Netherlands. It contributed to the musical cultures of Amsterdam and of Antwerp and so on. And so there was a lot of cosmopolitan mixing for many centuries, and they used musical influences from so many different places. This band here, they decided that they were kind of playing music from a variety of places. They wanted to use a name that just kind of captured that a little bit, a name that could be pronounced everywhere. And so they came up with Folkhorn, which really means nothing in any language, but nevertheless, I guess you can pronounce it. They're a quartet, including a brother and sister, a semi-professional group. They're from Wageningen, in the center of Holland, right in the center of Holland there. And they're it would take innocent songs, and they'd bring out the darker and more atmospheric side of them. They were founded in 1973, one of the older Dutch music groups that went on for a long time. They played, just to give you an example, they played a lot of sort of medieval stuff, the vocals of obviously the recorder, drum, string bourdon, the slag bourdon, the guitar and accordion concertina, the traporgel, and a lot of other historical instruments. And at some of the gigs, the band used to wear old Dutch clothing made on the basis of illustrations that they got from Dutch masters from the golden age of art, and they would dress up like, Bruegel and people like that. They started in the 1970s. There were all these coffee concerts that used to take place in the region where they grew up, where people would sit down and actually listen to what was being sung. That's an interesting concept, I suppose, for those who go to concerts these days. In some places, anyways. Later, this kind of concert disappeared, and so Folkhorn started playing more at medieval events. And there people are not sitting and listening, but you're more of a background, I suppose, group. And so this meant that they changed their music somewhere, and they played more and more tunes. But over the decades, they've had about 6 releases. I'm going to play something from one of them then. This is called Jan als Ritter. And so this is one of the classic bands from the Netherfolk days, Folkhorn.
Jan, mijn man, zou ruiter worden.
Folkhorn. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. You could be listening on Mun Radio, CHMR, which is 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador. Glad you could join me. Next up, we have a band called Fungus, F-U-N-G-U-S. Yes, indeed, spelled the same way as the fungus that you see on trees sometimes, or that it grows in your food in the refrigerator, or, well, actually, that's probably mold, unless you're really, really reticent about eating your food. Anyway, Germany had Ugenweide, and Norway had a band called Folke, France had Malicorne, Belgium had Rum, and in Holland they had Fungus. And so these were all bands that kind of brought traditional material with rock music. You know, Steel Eye Span or Fairport Convention in the UK. We had Vicky Duff, who did that, and the Planks in Newfoundland and Labrador, and so on. Every country seems to have had that, and a whole plethora of them since then. But Fungus were founded in 1972, and there was the first Dutch group that really mixed traditional Dutch music with rock music. And it's maybe one of the best known of the Netterfolk phase because they had a hit, and a lot of people can remember their name. In the early days, they only played traditionals in the English language, and one of the founders of Fungus, he was always looking for new material, and suddenly he came up with some Dutch traditional material that he found in some archive. And so their first record had an English side and a Dutch side, and they had some negative reactions. Like the pure folkies were terrified, as they always have been. Like, what are you doing with the music? Like, you've electrified it, and electric music and folk music should not be mixed. And many artists have had trouble trying to convince people of otherwise. But anyways, during that period, they also played in England, and they did a set. Their set was half English and half Dutch. And a funny thing happened, because the people in England said, we love the Dutch songs, why don't you sing more of them? We know those other ones, you know, like, because they sing them around here. But do your own music. Why don't you care about your own culture? And it made them think, and they decided they'd record more Dutch material. And so this is a track that I'm going to play now, which is one of the Dutch pieces. It was from their first release with all Dutch music. They had kind of two segments to their career. One was in the 1970s, and then one in the early 2000s. They're from Vlaardingen in Holland. And take a listen to this. This is a band called Fungus.
Zijn vrouwtje al aan de deur, gekleed al in het zij. Mijn man die is toch naar de wijk, dacht zij. Mijn man die is toch naar de wijk. Zo'n wijk, zo'n wijk, zo'n dwingelandij. Mijn man die is toch naar de wijk. Toen kwam er een officiertje aan, die bleef voor dat dametje staan. Hij greep eenzaam naar boezelaar, zij liet het maar stilletjes begaan. Mijn man die is toch naar de wijk, dacht zij. Mijn man die is toch naar de wijk. Zo'n wijk, zo'n wijk, zo'n dwingelandij. Mijn man die is toch naar de wijk. So far. Ik doe het van mijn leven niet meer.
band there called Fungus. And you're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. We're listening to music from classic Nederfolk, we're saying. So music from the 1970s and 1980s, largely in the Netherlands, where some of the traditional folk music was being played and learned and shared. Something that happened in other countries as well. So next up, before that, I should mention that you could be listening on CKVB Bay of Islands Radio, 100.1 FM in Corner Brook, Newfoundland, Labrador, my old stomping grounds. And glad you could join me, and happy that you're with us, however you found us. Next up, we have a band called Perelaar, P-E-R-E-L-A-A-R, and they're part of the folk revival of the 70s. They released a number of albums with kind of cheerful, spontaneous dance music, which was based on traditional Dutch folk music. They worked hard on identifying archival sources of Dutch traditional music, and they got a lot of inspiration from a number of 19th century manuscripts by, there was a musician from Friesland who was Andries Kiers. And a bunch of other, there's an old Amsterdam songbook that came from like 1655 or something like that, and some old farmers' documents that had songs in them from around 1700. So they sort of scoured those archives for some of their material. The members of the band got to know each other through, it's called the NJN, the Dutch Youth Association for Nature Study. And so they would go out and they'd have a day of studying rare plants and animal tracks and things like that. And then in the evenings they'd have bonfires and they'd play music and dance and so on. And they really believed in this connection between folk music and nature as making life a good thing. And music, this band kind of grew out of summer camp because that's where the members met. So there are 7 albums that they did all together of traditional Dutch material, and it's seen as being very authentic. They sort of explored some of the music that had been lost, that they took from the archives, and they made it into something real because they sang it and recorded it and so on. So it could be, some would say, well, this is sort of like dusty music, but it doesn't sound particularly dusty, really. This is a band then called Perelaar, and this is a track called Ons Vierre Pinksterblom. I have no idea what it means. It's just kind of fun to say. Ons Vierre.
Ze vieren Pinksterblom en zij komt er het lange jaar niet wederom. En als dat lange jaar ten einde is, mooi Janneke moest in de kramen. En dat was zo mooi, jonge dochter fijn, mooi Janneke, dat was haar naam. Haar voetjes streden voort, zij was wel gemoed en zij droeg een rozenkrans om de hoed. Zij had haar vaderstof in de hand en daar ging zij al mee naar het morgenland. Het morgenland dat lag achter de deur en daar stonden drie hupse mooie meisjes voor. Die ene was rein en de tweede was fijn. Thank you.
abrupt ending there, and that is a band called Perilar. Onze Fiere Pinksterblom, as I said, that's a lot of fun to say. Listen to music here on Roots and Branches and Beyond from the Netherlands, from the 1970s and 1980s, some of the folk music that was taking place at that time. And I hope that you're enjoying it. I must say that I have a great debt to pay. I don't usually plug albums necessarily. Well, I plug them all, but there's a series that's called Dutch Rare Folk. Lost classics from the golden age of Netherfolk from this period, and that was very instrumental in inspiring me to do this and finding some material to help with the show. So if you want to look it up, yeah, it's available probably on the internet. Isn't everything though these days? Next up, we have a band called Le Hollande Dance Band, and it's the first Dutch dance band that really kind of took off in that period of time, formed with lots of the who's who of Dutch folk rock music. It was a 9-piece combo, originally formed by one of the members of Perilar, actually, which we just listened to. And they're all interpretations of dances from the lowlands. And it's pulled together these musicians from other bands. And there's acoustic musicians and electric musicians. There was a bit of anarchism in the production, as you kind of want to have with a dance band. And there was actually an accompanying book as well with the dance steps for these tunes. So at home, you could have your own dances. Or it's kind of like karaoke, you know, singing along with something, to have a book that shows you how to dance along with something like that. Alas, they only made one album. They got together, did this little thing, had a lot of fun, recorded it, and went their separate ways. But we still have the recording, so we can listen to it. So this is Le Hollandse Dansband and Blauw Gerren en Koperdraad. You can really tell I don't speak that language. Just one album from them. That was Le Hollandse Dance Band, and a great piece of music there. Blauw Gerren en Koperdraad. I was practicing all during that track, but I still didn't probably get it right. You're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond. I'm Ivan M. K. Glad you could join me, and if you want to get in touch, just email me at ivan@boir.ca, and eventually I'll probably see it You might could be listening on, what was that say? You could be listening, or you might be listening, I tried to say both at the same time, on Radio Bell Island, CJBI, with 93.9 FM in Bell Island, Newfoundland and Labrador. Glad you could join us. Or lots of people are joining on a variety of other formats, including SoundCloud, and all of the shows are archived there and elsewhere. Next up, we have a group called Sycamore, and they're an early 1970s, kind of a Dutch folk psych act, which released only two albums. They toured with Fungus, actually, in the mid-1970s. They're from Limburg, and they focused on classics from the British and Irish traditions, and some are originals. And this is an a cappella piece from their second album, which was actually their last album. They only did two albums. And it's an adaptation of a 17th century poem. It's a different piece of music than what I've played thus far, and so I thought it deserves to be heard. And so an a cappella piece. This is called To the Virgins to Make Much of Time. Short and sweet there. That was a band called Sycamore, something called To the Virgins to Make Much of Time. Next up, we have a band called Interweave. And this band was sort of a one-off project as well, recording near the end of the Netterfolk years, 1986, something like that. Kind of like the dance band that we heard earlier. They gathered a number of artists before the flame went out of Netterfolk. And it was a series of short a cappella choir numbers, traditional choir numbers, interspersed with instrumentals and so on. So I'll play one of the interspersed instrumentals. And this is simply something called Dwelling. Something a little more introspective for us. Thank you. That was a band called Interweave, and we're listening to Roots and Branches and Beyond, music from the Netherlands in the 1970s and 80s. Next up, we have a band. It's said that there really weren't a lot of classic kind of the folk rocky sorts of bands in the Netherlands at the time, but this is a band called Chimera, C-H-I-M-E-R-A. And they're known as, they're sort of one of the rare cases, and they sort of pull into this style using Dutch traditional music. But they weren't always just doing the electric thing, but this was the age of progressive rock. I don't know if you remember what that was and what that meant, but these were very serious albums, concept albums that bands were putting out, including in the folk rock area. They were considered sort of masterpieces, and so they were long pieces where they tried to really show the soul of the band as well as of a song. And so we're going to play part of that. We won't play the whole piece because it goes on and on forever, but to give you an idea that indeed at this period of time there were people in the Netherlands who were doing this kind of progressive music with folk rock. So this is Chimera, something called De Wardienne. That's the band Chimera. Maybe you wish I would have played all the whole glory, but it showed you this sort of the trend there and doing the arranging, the progressive sound, and they're sort of a standout in terms of Netherfolk Golden Age. So next up, we're going to move into the more modern era, and it shows as well the continued amazing amount of cosmopolitan music that's being played in the Netherlands, in the fact that the nation has always been very open to other influences and have shared around the world. And so we see that continuing. So I have three tracks left that I'm going to play. We start off with a band called Strikat, S-T-R-I-C-A-T. And they're a Balkan jazz trio from the Netherlands. They formed in around 2006, something like that. It's a trumpet, accordion, and a cymbalon, which is an interesting, unique combination. The cymbalon, which is what you hear in ROM music a lot, which is sort of like hammer dulcimer sort of sounding, it's the rhythm section. And so you use that instead of the bass and drums. But it also adds this Balkan ROM setting. The debut album that they made was released 2007, to very high praise indeed. They've had national TV and concerts at prestigious festivals and venues, and each of the band members usually contributes original compositions to this. So the music is sort of big band, swing, bebop, or whatever. There's a great little piece called The Romanian Strut. Hope you agree. Well, you don't have to, but I really like that material, that Strikat, something called the Romanian Strut, and the way in which they use the cymbalon is really quite unique. Next up, we have Isaline Callister. And before that, I want to mention that you could be listening in Cape Breton on Caper Radio, CJBU 107.3 FM in Sydney, and glad you could join us for the show. Iseline Callister is the next one. She is a singer, composer, lyricist, a pretty impressive track record over the last 20 years or so. She sings in her mother tongue, Papiamentu. She grew up in Curacao or in the Antilles. And so she melds the pulsating rhythms of the Antilles, especially tumba and so on, with jazz. She moved to Groningen in the Netherlands to study at the Prince Claus Conservatoire. And so she continues those Afro-Caribbean calypso influences and writes some of her own material, does a lot of international concerts in addition. So this is a track from her. This is called Mipe.
Mi país da un lugar chiquito con una historia rica, piedamón de viento y la mar. Da mi isla y está interesante, con vista impactante y parte nandaña. Cursa de pobreza, atraco y maleza, y en de cutimbia, damos hostia. Da mi isla y da impresionante, un pueblo elegante, y un par, uno que trae, y una comida. Slota, mami, dale esa pide Dios, pa' de vez en cuando, si yo tengo un chance, ayúdanos, chistrecha algún cos, y cuida lo que está de nos.
Lovely voice there of Iseline Callister and Mi País. One last track for music from the Netherlands for this week on Roots and Branches and Beyond. This is Carol Kreienhoff and Su Sexto Kanyenge. Maybe you didn't know, the tango has been important in the Netherlands since the 1930s. It's a sign again of the very cosmopolitan nature of that country, with adding in influences from all kinds of places. But if you remember, I don't know, maybe if you're one of the 55 million people in the world who are watching the wedding of King Wilhelm Alexander and Queen Maxima, in 2002, something like that, Karel Kreienhoff played at that wedding, and he did a tango during that broadcast. He's been a soloist in a number of orchestras around the world, and he's won awards. Some even say that he's sort of the the descendant of Astor Piazzolla, at least the descendant in terms of musical terms, not in terms of actual genetics or whatever. But he has been part of the tango phenomenon in the Netherlands. And Argentina has given Carral the name Tangueros, and his Sexteto Cañengue belongs to some of the world top tango bands. Astor Piazzolla invited Carral to New York City to perform as a bandoneon soloist in the late 1980s. So he knew him in the latter part of Astor's life. After his return to Holland, he co-founded the Sexteto Cañengue. So the bandoneon, I don't know if you know much about that, but it's an instrument that's sort of like a button accordion. It's got this really long set of bellows. It's kind of a warm, woolly sound. And so it really works well with the melancholic tango music. But it's not an instrument that's very easy to play. The very long bellows are broken, as it were, on the player's knee, because the bellows are so long, they would just droop down to the floor otherwise. And the layout of the music buttons are kind of complicated. Anyway, this is Su Sexto Cañengue and their leader, Carral Krijenhoff. Thanks for joining me. Have a great week. Take care of each other. See you next week. Happy trails.